You know, I think one of the things that the fellowship is great for, and one of the reasons I think it's great that you're thinking about it early, is that, you know, oftentimes, even when I was an undergrad, and there was this sort of conception of, okay, when you go get your PhD, this is what you'll do with it. And I wish there had been more information presented to me as an undergrad that said, go get your PhD, which I loved. I mean, I loved doing my PhD, and leaving the lab was a really difficult decision for me. It would have been nice to know at your stage mm-hmm. what all the options were that I could, how I could leverage my PhD in the future. So I certainly would actually encourage you, even though I'm clearly not using my PhD in the lab, I think it's still a very, very worthwhile thing to go explore and to do, and you will get a lot out of your PhD experience. And as you go through that, realize that you actually do have two separate tracks that are opportunities for you, that if you do choose to leave the research community as a research scientist, there's a whole world out there that will still appreciate your background, your degree, your experience, your knowledge. And even if you don't access that through the fellowship in the way that we did, there are many other venues and opportunities for you to take that PhD and go out and explore the world with it, and that's what you choose to do.